Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, it's the end of an era, Jace.
What are we losing?
Sister Jean.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. She's not dead.
Has retired.
Yes.
At the age of 106.
Yes.
She should have retired 40 years ago?
Probably. I mean, 100. Imagine being 106 and being like, all right,
40 years ago, you should have retired.
Well, how much guidance are you offering at 106? Is that?
Well, she was the chaplain.
Yeah.
At Loyola.
Loyola, Chicago.
Chicago, something like that. She's finally stepping away.
Mm-hmm. I think she's earned it. 106.
I'd say so.
What do you think made her say, I've had enough?
No,
at 106.
They actually said she wasn't able to keep up with the physical demands of the job, i.e. being there regularly.
i.e. not dying.
So is she going to die soon?
Sick. Yeah,
she's 106. She has to.
Well,
what's on the schedule today? Don't die.
I wanted to live a good retired life. You know.
I mean, I don't know. Is that a good life? I mean, is there anyone living a good life at 106?
Well, I tell you.
Is there such a thing?
If there was, it was her.
Sister Jean?
She'd thrown out first pitches.
Well, they wheeled her out there.
Filling out brackets. She was a sportswoman.
You even aware of what's going on at 100? Have you ever met someone that's 100 plus?
I don't think so.
My great-grandma lived to 104.
104?
Got a big old party for 100.
Did you know her, though? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, really? So she moved out from South Dakota when she was 96 or 97. So I got to know her for 4 or 5 years before the end.
It's insane. No one in my family is like that I've known has lived that long. But one of my good buddies, I went to his grandmother's birthday. They had it at his parents' house here in the Couve. And I want to say she was like 90 something. She was old. And I showed up, and I was like, yeah, I'll show up to that. It's a nice little barbecue, summertime, they had a pool and everything. Dude, they just had, she was just in a wheelchair, kind of slumped over. I felt so bad. There was a couple times I was like, I wanted to ask, like, is she dead? Does she know what's, it's like, she aware of what's going on? It's like, it's just grandma. It's like, yeah, it's like she's drinking, like, Bud Light Limes around her. She's just, like, slumped over in the corner, and I just... And then my buddy asked, my buddy apparently earlier in the day had asked her like what she wants for her birthday. And she said to die. That's a true story.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, oh, my. And I goes, was she kidding? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, ah. It's like, do I wish her a happy birthday? Do I go over and be like, I hope you drop dead? Like, it was a.
Well, you could have made it a Skittles party.
I guess. Start handing some stuff out.
See what happened.
90. At some point, right? You're just like, just take me. And I wonder if that's Sister Jean. She knows where she's going, right?
Oh, she knows.
Yeah. Wouldn't be that something she gets to the other side and then turns out, sorry. Sorry, Sister Jean. not going to cut it. You picked the wrong religion. We're sending you back.
You know how old the oldest person in the world is currently?
Maybe 110, right?
116.
116.
This old battle axe.
Good cool.
Yeah.
Yikes.
She's British.
116.
Yep.
I wonder now, because, like, we've talked about this, like, Wilford Brimley in Cocoon was younger than you are now.
Her name's Ethel.
He's my age. You look how much better people look now as they age, and we have all the different science and drugs and all that. Are we going to, like, get to the time, like, in our lifetime where, like, you're 90 and you look great? Like, some 90-year-old's going to be out there, like...
Yeah, it's going to be Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, it's when Pete Carroll's, like, 88,
he'll look great.
He's going to be chomping gum out there, like, running around, like, ah!
I step in you.
Because it's like, especially you look at celebrity types, dude, they look nothing like their age. Like, those sons of guns are turning back the clock left and right. If you got enough money and you can pay for, like, all the different drugs and, you know, you got... Dudes are on testosterone, women are on hormone replacement therapy, everyone's on these peptides, and you got all the, you know, plastic surgery, and in the AI now, they're saying it's going to be within, you know, 10 years, this giant advancements in medicine and anti-aging. You have these people that are like, is there going to be like a hot 90-year-old?
You know, I mean...
Selma Hayek's going to be like 90, and you're like, oh, yeah, what's up?
They're certainly hot 60-year-olds
100%.
Now, and maybe even some in their 70s, yeah. Like, yeah. You know.
We're
heading that direction.
Are we living in the world of the great GILFs?
GILFs.
Yeah.
Or the GG.
That's what I'm saying, the great GILFs.
Oh, great, yeah.
Oh, there's already GILFs. We have plenty of GILFs.
Good GILFs.
Yeah.
Good GILFs.
The good GILFs.
You know what I think would be cool about being that old?
Not giving a rip?
Well, yeah, that should go on the list, yes.
And that comes with it, right?
Because you can say and do whatever,
You want.
No one cares. You're 106. Ethel, who is 116, She was born in 1909.
Whew.
What I think would be cool about living that long would be...
Seeing the world? Like,
well, no, she has memories from probably, like, from the 19-teens. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So...
That was one of the really cool things that my great-grandmother did when she was 90. She was born in 1896. She'd passed in 1999. And so she nearly lived in three different centuries, but when she was like 90, she like put together a diary of memoirs. She remembers getting electricity, running water. Yeah. She remembers, you know, the trolley that ran through town and stuff. Yeah. Like all this crazy stuff, different presidents, different wars.
I think that's
like,
cool.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool to, now, not if you're just sitting there drooling, but if you're able to disseminate some of that, what it was like, and like, I remember this, and I remember, and here's some context about how you should feel about, you know, I mean, I think there's value in that.
Sure.
She was born in 1909, dude.
Think about what she saw from, you know, and where
both world wars.
And where did she grow up?
She's from Britain.
Okay.
England.
I was going to say, imagine.
Shipton Bellinger.
Yeah. See, again, you saw both world wars, you know, I guess in the U.S., but like if you were in the U.S., you would have seen both world wars. You would have seen the Korean War, Vietnam, all of that. The civil rights movement. You would have lived through that. I mean, imagine like the idea of air travel. Imagine being born then and then getting to see modern airports, getting to see the internet. And you wonder like for us, if we live to be 90, what are we going to see? Because I mean, right now we're kind of living... I mean, we have obviously seen the rise of technology, but with AI and everything, in 20 years or 30 years, if we're still kicking, are we going to see something that's going to be the equivalent of, oh my God, someone that was born in 1910 and saw something in the 90s? Or are we seeing that same?
Well, I think, wouldn't it be the opposite? It would be like, wouldn't it be cool to, I guess I would say it this way. Wouldn't it be cool to live? So you were born in what, 77?
Yeah, 78.
78. Wouldn't it be cool to live so far from now that you are telling people what it's like to live in the 1980s?
Yeah.
Much like Buck's grandma, she was born in the 1800s.
Yeah.
There are going to be, I don't know what year you have to live to, but you would blow some people's minds regaling them with stories of the 1980s. Because think about how we think of the 1880s.
Yes.
Or whatever. I mean, not, maybe not that far.
Like
back,
someday you telling people about like cell phone technology taking over and like how like we the thing called landlines that we all used before that.
Dude, it's nuts.
Someone, this is interesting. This guy said his grandfather was born in 1888. And he said as a kid, he knew guys that were in the Civil War.
Yeah. Right.
Whoa.
That's something like that would be, you're like, come again? Like, you're talking, imagine you're talking to old Gramps.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah,
what was it like?
my uncle Yeezy over there. Yeah, he was in the Civil War.
Boy, that's a strange name for
well, that's,
Uncle Yeezy. Uncle Yeezy?
Well, that's Kanye.
Which side is he a rapper? For?
Yeah, it's Kanye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, so he was probably. Actually, I don't know what he would have been.
That would absolutely blow my mind.
Yeah. Well, it's like the time, it gives me goosebumps to think about. We had Buck O'Neill on the air. He played baseball with Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's wild.
And we got to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Like, Babe Ruth is just like
one of the great legend. Interviews ever in the history of this dumb well,
Babe Ruth's like a mythical legendary yes. idea. Like to him, mythical, it was like a coworker.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, he was pretty good. He, you know, it's like, whoa, it just brings it to life. I don't know. I just think that would be cool. I don't know that I would. I mean, I don't know. It depends. Like, this bitch here, Ethel, she got COVID at 110.
She was fine. She's like, yeah.
She's fine. She was driving until she was 97, they said.
Freaking nuts. Someone said if we live to 90, we'll see the collapse of our society.
Resourceful little bitch. Probably true.
Well, the guy that said his grandfather, who was born in Iowa, 1888, knew guys that were in the Civil War. He said, yeah, that guy also watched someone walk on the moon. So he knew people that fought in the Civil War and watched someone walk on the moon.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great... like, if you want to find, like, the polar ends of that... That's pretty good. Civil War and, oh yeah, moon landing. Okay.
That wasn't real, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to think, like, if you were to ask me...
I wonder if you knew that.
In my life, if I had to pick... I mean, because we're not that old. And so I'm sure we'll have these as we get better. But if you asked me, in my 47 years on the planet, the oldest and the most modern thing that I've witnessed... Trying to think of what the oldest thing that would be like, oh, that's weird.
Well, could you do something like payphones?
Yeah, payphones might be one.
Imagine the iPhone.
Like, imagine if we had, like, in the next 5 years, if we have neurochips, yeah. Like the Musk thing, that might be one. We had payphones and calling cards, and now you have a neurochip.
And what about like? Just like email, like snail mail and newspapers, like those are going to be totally gone, and you're only going to have electronic communication. You're going to say, no, people used to print this stuff and like send it across the country to each other.
They would drop it at your door, and you'd have to go out and pick it up.
And if you wanted someone specific, you'd have to get their address, and then you'd have to mail it to them with a stamp that was worth money.
And it was usually little kids on bikes.
You know the one that jams up my kids?
So effing weird.
Is when I tell them about MapQuest. Printing out
printing out carry over to the second page. You'd have to have both pages with you.
I can imagine that their brains go blue screen because they're like, wait, for everything you did, because now it's so easy for them to do it.
No,
everything you did, if you didn't know where it was.
Printed out. I remember telling my kids that the first time that I drove from home to BYU was like one of my first big, you know, trips. It's like a 15-hour drive. And in my sweet, like, 89 Ford Thunderbird, I set a series of printed out directions. It was like, well, here we go. And they're like, what happens if you missed a turn? I'm like, well, you figured it out. You went and got a map. And they're like, well, how do I get back on this? I remember telling them that growing up, and they were flummoxed by that.
All right. Well, Sister Jean has retired. She'll probably be long before she dies.
No.
Is death the end of consciousness?
Hmm.
Scientists are now suggesting that it is not.
Good. Thank God.
That next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.